Welcome to the Politocrat. I am Omar Moore. It is Friday, December the 25th, 2020. It's Christmas Day, and a Merry Christmas to all on this day. Does it feel like Christmas to you, based on this year that you've been through? Do you know it's Christmas? This episode will be brief, but still, I think, of note. So sit back and for a few minutes, contemplate this Christmas. Next. Welcome back. So it is December the 25th, 2020. Christmas is here. And I hope you're well. I hope your family and friends are well. And that everybody you love and care about are safe and healthy. And given everything we've gone through, in decent good spirits. It's tough to be in really good spirits this particular Christmas, given everything that we've experienced here in 2020. But at least on this day, the comfort of friends, the comfort of family, the connection on your telephone, on Zoom, FaceTime, Skype, any number of technologies that bring us all closer together. In some countries, it will be very difficult to get together. Many countries, it will be because of this virus that has claimed the lives of almost 2 million people worldwide. In the UK, for example, there's precisely 24 hours that two families have together. Two different households have together to spend in one place before jettisoning off to tier 4 restrictions in many parts of England. In other places, such as here in California, we have a lockdown that is a stay-at-home order that keeps us indoors for the remaining at least one more week, subject to any further review beyond that. So it's going to be one of those kinds of Christmases where physical contact with the people that you know, that you care about, that you love, is virtually not going to happen unless people take these risks during a pandemic to infect each other and make things a whole lot worse. The restaurants here are closed in California, except if you are picking up or taking out. It's just a different kind of thing here, as it is in many other countries around the world. Is there anything that you are thankful for on this Christmas day? You are alive, if you're listening to this. I hope that you're healthy. And I hope that if you have been through some adversity in this calendar year, that you are making your way out of it. This episode really is for all of us to think about for a few minutes what this Christmas really means to us. Specifically, this is addressed to those who celebrate Christmas and to those who don't. What does this particular Christmas mean to you? I think as I sit here and contemplate this calendar year. This Christmas is an opportunity for me to be thankful, but also to mourn all of those whom we have lost in 2020. To really take stock of that, to honor their memories, and to behave in the ways that many of the people who are no longer here would have asked for. I do think of John Lewis on this day. I do think of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on this day. I do think of Chadwick Boseman on this day. I think of a number of people, famous and not so famous, who aren't here to celebrate this Christmas or this holiday season overall. We lost many, many people this year, famous and not famous. We've lost in this country, the United States, over 325,000 people who have died of coronavirus, COVID-19 disease. Christmas is going to be, and is going to be for this day, one to forget and remember. Maybe you got the present today that you always have been wanting. Maybe your child did. Maybe your children, plural, did. Maybe you didn't get presents at all because this was just one of those years where things were not the same, have not been the same. To those of you who have the Christmas spirit, I do hope you play some Christmas music. And for those who don't have the Christmas spirit, I do hope that you find your world today to have some purpose and some feeling to move forward. It is incredibly difficult to do that, though. It is very important because some people are in a very dire situation on this Christmas day. And I think that it is important to keep in mind that there are 24-hour hotlines, 7 days a week, that can help you. It's just really important to keep that in mind on this Christmas day and beyond. The bottom line is that we need to connect. As human beings, that is the most important thing, to connect to each other. We are not islands. And sometimes it does feel as if we are going through things alone. But rest assured, there are people on this planet who are going through some of the very things that you are going through, if not in the very same way. So for those who have, for those who are more fortunate, I really believe that your task is to start to think about the people who aren't as fortunate as you. To demonstrate on this day and on many days going forth, compassion, empathy, care, sensitivity, and a thoughtfulness toward those individuals and families who do not have it as good as you do. To spare some thoughts, but also to act and engage with those who aren't in your shoes. That is what empathy and compassion is and are. The spirit of goodwill and humanity must not only occur on days like today, on Christmas Day, but must also occur throughout the year, every single day. In the final analysis, let us all resolve to treat each other with respect and compassion and empathy. To be honest with each other when there's things that happen that we do not like. And to make sure that we learn and teach and educate and grow and love. This is going to be a difficult Christmas day for many millions of people, especially those who have lost loved ones. Whether it's the family of George Floyd, the family of Breonna Taylor, the family of Rayshard Brooks, the family of Ahmaud Arbery, and so many countless other people whose lives have been cut short by the police or by any manner of violence. This is quite a very different Christmas. Some people will want this day to go by as quickly as possible. Others will want it to go on forever, to cherish, to listen to the Christmas music. And there's so much of it out there on the radio. All your favorite Christmas songs, they get played on the radio all the time during this day. There's so many ones that I like. But it might sound a little bit more empty on this day. But still, it's important to connect. Make that phone call to your relative, your loved one. Make that phone call to your parents, if they are fortunately still with you. Make that phone call to a member of your family that you haven't called for a long time. Make this day the opportunity to reconnect again. Make this day the start of something different, the start of something hopeful, the start of contemplation, the start of renewal, and the start of a new type of you. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday, and a peaceful, peaceful day. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of The Politocrat. I am Omar Moore.